I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 955, Peter's Choice. Let me set the scene for you. Let's say a Christian friend comes to you and says, God gave me a dream, a vision, about what I think I'm supposed to do, but it sounds strange, and I'm not sure it's right. What do you think? What would you say to that friend? How would you help him or her decide if it's from God or not? I've had people come to me with similar things over the years, and my answer is probably very similar to your answer. I say something like, well, yes, God can speak to us in dreams and visions. We see that in both the Old Testament and the New. But, be careful, we must always judge the dream based on Scripture. If it violates Scripture, then we know it's not from God. If it doesn't, it may be from God, or it may just be bad pizza from last night. That's kind of what I say. But is there a third way? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments ever given in the history of the world, to love God and to love others in our everyday life. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? I'm sure you know the story of Cornelius the centurion. It's found in Acts chapter 10 if you want to read it. He was a God-fearing Gentile. He helped the Jews. He blessed them generously with alms. And one day he saw a vision, and the angel of God told him that his prayers had been answered. He was told to send for a guy named Peter, yes, the Apostle Peter, to come to him and help figure out his next steps toward God. Well, as those guys were coming to fetch Peter the next day, Peter also has a vision, a trance, the text tells us. It's a vision of all kinds of animals being lowered down, and he's told to rise and kill and eat. But some of those animals are not clean. They're unclean. So Peter responds basically, no way. I'm a good Jew. I know my Bible. The Bible says I can't eat those things. I never have and I never will. Not going to happen. But the voice in the vision says to Peter, what God has made clean, do not call common. Peter was stubborn, so it happened three times. Okay, but what's Peter going to do? The Bible says, no, do not eat those kind of animals. But the mystical vision, the trance, says that God says it's okay to eat. Should he go with the Bible, or should he go with the mystical experience? The men arrive at the house, and they explain the other vision, the one that Cornelius got, and how he was supposed to go with them to see Cornelius. So here's more angst for Pete. This guy's a Gentile. He's not one of God's chosen people. He can't go into his house. That would make him unclean. But he goes, and he enters the house, and he says, God has shown me that I should not call any person common or unclean. All right, but how did God show him that? It wasn't the text. It was the trance. What do we do with this podcast, family? Now, I don't believe we should start trusting every dream over the text, but neither can we just dismiss this text either. What if it points me to this? Maybe I become legalistic. Maybe I'm thinking the text tells me to value law over love when it really doesn't. I admit this is an uncomfortable passage if we take it seriously. And you might remember that in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said more than once, you have heard it said, but I say to you. Are we hanging on to any of the old law that needs to be released so that we can embrace the gospel of grace for all people? Here's the great question. When would it ever be right to trust a mystical experience like Peter had? And how would you know it's from God? Let's pray. God, would you help us to let go of things that we hold on to that are not in the way of grace and truth? My experiences surely can't be the authority for my life, but they may point me to something I'm missing, a place where I've missed what you're doing in the world. Jesus is the Word. And so when things seem to conflict, Jesus is the final judge for life and living. Give me ears to hear, a mind to understand, and a heart ready to respond. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 956. And in the meantime, so if you came to me with a dream or a vision or even a trance and said, what do you think, Pastor? Is it from the Lord? I would still appeal to Scripture. And supremely to Jesus in Scripture. Jesus, the living Word, who fleshed out for us how to love God and others in the real world. But I'm curious, what do you think you would have done with Peter's choice?